It is time now for the news from the Mark Densmore Country Financial News Desk. Mark Densmore, located in Wayne City, and good afternoon, everyone. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Derek Dunn, filling in for Lynn Wells, who's out on assignment. Currently in Fairfield, it is 49 degrees. We received 13 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today, 30 hundredths yesterday. Not really much of an overnight low. In fact, 49 is, I guess you could say, is our present low. In fact, at 5 o'clock this morning, we were at 52. So temperatures will be falling to around, we'll say, probably about the mid to low 40s. And then tonight, temperatures will dip down to about the low 20s. And then that's when the cold air will come in at about Wednesday. I'll have more on that following this edition of the news. Our top story of this afternoon, an Interstate 64 bridge that crosses Interstate 57 near Mount Vernon was closed for 3 hours on Monday following a semi-crash. Illinois State Police report that 66-year-old Edwin E. Novzinger of Archbold, Ohio, was traveling westbound on I-64 crossing a bridge that goes over I-57 at the interchange. Police say the Novzinger's 2013 Freightliner sideswiped a guardrail and bridge support, then overturned onto the bridge support. Debris from the unit fell onto another vehicle that was traveling southbound on I-57. Novzinger was hurt and taken to a local hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The bridge was closed for about 3 hours for a cleanup. WFIW News Time, it's 12:16.
Intro to Computers will be offered with Monica McDaniel this spring at Frontier Community College. The course will cover basic computer skills and navigation, use of Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, and Excel, plus email, internet, and uploading and downloading skills. The class will meet on Monday evenings from 6:30 until 9:10 on January 9th through May 8th at Frontier Community College. To register, call 842-3711.
Better meals begin with the help of Farmers Packing east of Albion, and healthier meals as well, as your friends at Farmers Packing now bring you delicious tenderized chicken breast cutlets, perfect for a quick and healthy meal. Or try their 1/3-pound white turkey meat patties for a healthier you. Great healthy meals, plus the finest steaks in the area. It's all at Farmers Packing, just east of Albion on Highway 15. It's where better and healthier meals begin. Farmers Packing.
Authorities in southern Illinois have identified the four people who died after a single-engine plane crashed in a wooded area on New Year's Eve. Johnson County Coroner David Rockwell says 34-year-old Kurt Terpstra, 37-year-old Krista Green, 35-year-old Jordan Linder, and his 26-year-old sister Jasmine Linder died in Saturday night's crash. All four were from Iowa. The Federal Aviation Administration has said the Piper PA-28 aircraft went down in unknown circumstances. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board will investigate the crash. Johnson County is about 130 miles to the southeast of St. Louis near the Shawnee National Forest. The National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky has released their weather summary for the month of December. They stated temperatures range from near normal to slightly below normal across the area. Drier precipitation was mainly over south central Illinois, as many locations in the area received about 1 to 2 inches in total, could be more than two, while locations from Cave and Rock to the south had more precipitation. The National Weather Service also noted temperatures were like a roller coaster, especially the week before Christmas, as high temperatures soared into the upper 60s to the lower 70s for many areas on the 17th before plummeting into the teens by the next morning. This was one of the area's most extreme temperature drops from one calendar day to the next on record, with temperatures tumbling 55 to 65 degrees. There was at least one main event, and that was on the 17th, with a secondary marginal event the day after Christmas. No measurable snow was noted, although many areas saw some sleet and snowflakes flying around on the evening of the 17th behind a strong cold front that pushed through, which caused icing on roads and surfaces to occur. A little before 7:30 yesterday morning on Monday, Fairfield City Police were alerted that a 70-year-old woman had wandered away from her home in the southeast part of town sometime in the night. With the temperatures in the upper 30s and rain starting, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department and local ambulance service were alerted. A A little before 8 a.m., the woman was found in EFS lot south of the railroad tracks. She was dressed in light clothing and appeared to be okay. She was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital for treatment of exposure. Fairfield City Police report they would be happy to add any family member or dependent that is a walkaway risk to their list of contacts. Those wishing to add someone to the list, just provide the person's name, address, date of birth, recent photograph, and the name and phone number of who to contact in case they are found wandering. Especially in cold weather, the public should take notice of any elderly or very young individuals that are out by themselves and dressed inappropriately for the temperatures and notify local police. WFIW News Time, it is 12:21.
Have a deposit to make, but don't have time to run to the bank? People's National Bank now offers Mobile Deposit. Mobile Deposit allows you to take a picture of a check with your smartphone and deposit it into your account anytime, from anywhere. Stop by your local People's National Bank or visit us online at peoplesnationalbank.com for more details about Mobile Deposit. People's National Bank, member FDIC. Wireless or service fees may apply.
Lunch goes by fast, so speed things up with the Classic Pizza Lunch Buffet in downtown Fairfield. Ready when you get here. Begin by building your favorite salad from the best salad bar in town, or just dig into the selection of great cheese sticks, pizza, and cinnamon sticks. All created with our new dough recipe and topped with the freshest of toppings and the finest Italian cheeses available. There's no better way to sample our huge selection of specialty pizzas. The Classic Pizza Lunch Buffet is the only one in town where the drink is included at no extra charge, all for only $8 plus tax. Available 11 to 1 Monday through Friday, only from Classic Pizza and Pasta in downtown Fairfield.
Taking a look at the police beat, Fairfield City Police report the arrest of two area residents Friday on warrants out of Clay County. Following a traffic stop on the 800 block of West Delaware Street, police arrested the driver, 29-year-old Sarah B. Groves of Jeff, and her passenger, 31-year-old Gene P. Tilton of Mattoon. Both were wanted in Clay County for retail theft. Bond for both defendants, $500 cash. On Sunday, Fairfield City Police arrested 45-year-old Robert J. Kronovich of Fairfield for violating an active order of protection. Kronovich is accused of going to the home of Diane L. Fringe on Northwest 6th Street and getting into an argument. 40-year-old Chad E. Pipple of Blueford was cited Sunday afternoon for a felony driving revoked. County police were dispatched to County Road 005 East at 750 North on a report of a 2007 Ford F-150 pickup truck that had knocked down power lines. Pipple's truck wound up in a nearby field. He was cited for driving revoked. 23-year-old Dakota S. Morgan of Jeff was arrested early Sunday morning on charges of drunk driving and failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. Police were dispatched to County Road 1400 East, south of Sisney, on a report of a vehicle in the ditch. Morgan and a passenger in his vehicle, Derek P. Atkinson, were in an ambulance when police arrived. Failing a number of field sobriety tests, Morgan was taken to the county jail where he tested .087 for blood alcohol content. He was also cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. And 43-year-old Raleigh L. Bailey of Fairfield was arrested Saturday by Wayne County Sheriff's Police on preliminary charges of aggravated assault and battery. Bailey is accused of threatening 19-year-old Zach Myers of Fairfield with a knife and attempting to choke him. Bailey was lodged in the county jail pending the filing of formal charges and setting of bond. Well, the 33rd Annual Corn Growers Seminar is set for this Friday, January 6th. As always, the seminar will be held at the Ruerton Building in Jeff. According to Greg Barnard, Wayne County Corn Growers President, the seminar is free and is open to the public. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. with coffee and rolls. The program starts at 9 a.m. with timely topics as an update on transportation concerning locks and dams, use of drones and crop insurance, the value of quality data for nutrient management, and what to do with soil grid sampling results. Senator Dale Ryder and Representative David Rice have been invited to provide legislative updates on happenings in Springfield affecting agriculture as well. A free fried chicken and roast beef dinner will be served at noon by the Ruertons. Following lunch, Matt Bennett of Bennett Consulting will provide a marketing outlook. Matt brings a producer perspective enriched with his extensive grain marketing background. His firm specializes in formulating risk management strategies for corn and soybean farms and livestock producers. Matt's analysis and commentary on the grain markets appears on various TV and radio stations across the Midwest, including Ag Day and U.S. Farm Report. This annual seminar is sponsored by the Wayne County Corn Growers and University of Illinois Extension in conjunction with the following local agribusinesses: Asgro DeKalb, Bayer Crop Sciences, Consolidated Grain and Barge, Dow Agro Sciences, DuPont Crop Protection, Fairfield National Bank and Bean Capital Banking Center, FMC Corporation, Monsanto, DuPont Pioneer, SFP, Valent, and Wayne White Electric Cooperative. It is time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil is at $46.75. That remains unchanged at this time. I did check, though, February crude oil not too long ago. It was at $52.41, down $1.31. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is doing very well. It's at 19,792, up 30 points. NASDAQ is at 5,404. That is up 21. Taking a look at obituaries, a 69-year-old Donald Lee Willis Jr. of Mount Carmel died at 7:20 p.m. on Wednesday, December 28th at Deaconess Gateway Hospital in Newburgh, Indiana. He was retired as a manager for Baroyak Grocery in Mount Carmel. Survivors include his mother, Betty Graviette, his wife, Sandra, his children, Robert Willis and wife, Lee of California, Maryland, Richard Willis and wife, Bridget of Centralia, Illinois, Rodonna Burke and husband, Greg of Centralia, Merv Fisher of Albion, Randy Fisher and wife, Debbie of Ellery, 11 grandchildren, Jake, Ambrosia, Tiffany, Shannon, Elijah, Jennifer, Michael, Jessica, Matthew, Ernest, and Jacob, and 24 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Donald Lee Willis Jr. will be 11 a.m. on Wednesday, January 4th, at the Pate Funeral Home in Benton, Illinois, with burial in the Liberty Ridland Cemetery in Ewing, Illinois. Visitation will be held Wednesday, January 4th, from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. at Pate Funeral Home, 301 South Main Street in Benton. Memorial contributions may be made to the funeral home to assist the family with funeral expenses that will be accepted at the funeral home. 82-year-old Donald Gene Brady of Bluford died at 6 p.m. Saturday, December 31st at Levita Ridge in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Don was a veteran of the United States Air Force from 1954 to 1958 as a radar operator in Germany. He then served from 1958 to 1962 in the reserves. He was a member of the First Baptist Church of Bluford and was a member of the Masonic Lodge. He is survived by his wife, Emma Jane Brady of Bluford, daughters Tracy DeJournette and her husband David of Bluford, Andy Idre Huston and her husband Michael of Bluford, Brad Brady and wife Darren of Merritt Island, Florida, grandchildren Aubrey Johnson and her husband Larry Spud, Devon DeJournette and his wife Jennifer, Ashley Rainey and her husband Chris, and Cal Brady, 9 great-grandchildren and his aunts, Betty Vibert of Knoxville, Tennessee, and Beverly Adams of Bluford. Funeral services for Donald Gene Brady will be at 1 p.m. Friday, January 6th at the Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon, with burial in Mount Vernon Memorial Gardens in Woodlawn. Military rights will be accorded by the American Legion Post No. 141 in Mount Vernon at the gravesite. A visitation will be held on Thursday, January 5th from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Association will be accepted at the Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. 93-year-old Margaret Lillian Farmer of Fairfield died at 5:10 a.m. Sunday, January 1st at St. Luke's Hospital in Chesterfield, Missouri. She was a teacher and homemaker and a member of the First and Northside Baptist Churches, where she taught for many years in Sunday School and Training Union, and was a member of the Women's Missionary Union. Survivors include a son, Brian Farmer of Fairfield, a sister, Janice Kennedy of Lincoln, Nebraska, and four sisters-in-law, Norma Murphy, Gladys Young, and Shirley Legg, all of Fairfield, and Lily Zimmerman of Glendive, Montana. A viewing for family and friends will take place from 10 until 11 a.m. Wednesday at the Johnson Devon Funeral Home in Fairfield, with graveside services to immediately follow at Besto Cemetery in Jeff. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Baptist Children's Home or to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. The Johnson Devon Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 94-year-old former Albion resident Dorothy J. Dalby Hollum of Harrison, Arkansas, died on Friday, December 30th in Harrison, Arkansas. Survivors include two sons, Reggie and wife Laura Hollum of Mount Vernon, Illinois, and Reggie and wife Shirley Hollum of Albion, two daughters, Pamela and husband Art Kruger of Harrison, Arkansas, and Brenda and husband William Wagner of Novi, Michigan. 6 grandchildren and several great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Dorothy J. Dalby Hollum will be 1 p.m. Friday, January 6th at Nails Funeral Home in Albion with burial in Graceland Cemetery. Visitation will be from noon Friday, January 6th, until time of service at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. 51-year-old McLeansboro resident David A. Vaughn died at 8:45 a.m. Saturday, December 31st at his home. He had been a house painter. Survivors included daughter Erica and husband Jerry Price of McLeansboro, a sister Pamela and husband James Brown of McLeansboro, Kevin and wife Jeanette Murphy of McLeansboro, a granddaughter Ellie Price, nieces and nephews Jessica Robinson, Haley McPeak, Stephen and wife Mandy Brown, and Heath Murphy. There will be no formal funeral services for David A. Vaughn. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is assisting the family with arrangements. Funeral services for 77-year-old O'Fallon, Illinois resident Ronald Hayes Biggerstaff will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, January 6th at the Wolfersberger Funeral Home at 102 West Washington Street in O'Fallon, with burial at 1 p.m. Saturday, January 7th at the Enfield Cemetery in Enfield. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. until the time of services at the Wolfersberger Funeral Home in O'Fallon. The Steinbeck Family Funeral Home of Enfield is in charge of all the local arrangements. Services for 58-year-old Susan K. Hughes of Grayville. Her remains were cremated. A visitation will be held this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday. That's tonight at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. And a funeral. And 73-year-old Dale, Illinois resident James E. Pressey died at 12:15 p.m. Saturday, December 31st at his home. A member of the El Dorado Christian Church, he was disabled. He was past commander of the Sons of the American Legion Post 106. Survivors include his wife, Linda Pressey of Dale, a son, James Pressey Jr., wife, Roxanne of Princeton, Illinois, a daughter, Marilyn Pressey, brothers, Larry Pressey of Ocala, Florida, Paul Pressey and wife, Karen of Buena Vista, Georgia, Marilyn Pressey and wife, Dorothea of Duncan, Oklahoma, and Frank Roast, a wife, Teresa of Delafield, 2 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, and 5 step-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for James E. Pressey will be 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 4th at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with no burial service at this time. Mr. Pressey's remains will be cremated. Visitation will be from 6 to 8 tonight at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. And funeral services for 73-year-old Flora resident Bertha Davis will be 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 4th at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Florida with burial in Bunker Cemetery at Reinhard. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evening at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Memorial donations are suggested either CCARS, which is the Clay County Animal Rescue and Shelter, or For a Good Paws. These will be accepted at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. If you missed any of today's obituaries, you can go online to WFIWRadio.com. Our obituary page is updated daily. WFIW News Time is 12:33.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. Our 2 convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmine and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
Keep your holiday season running longer and stronger with discounts worth being thankful for, and make your repairs cheaper by paying less for tools. All month long at Napa Auto Parts, get great deals on quality tools like Carlisle ratchets as low as $49.99 and Carlisle 8-piece combo screwdriver sets for just $49.99. And don't miss the savings on booster pack jump starters as low as $99.99 and Chicago pneumatic compact stubby impact wrenches just $169. The savings are all month long at your local Napa Auto Parts in Wayne City and Fairfield.
Here is the Fairfield area weather forecast. Today, 50% chance of showers. Also, falling temperatures. Forecast high of 54. Tonight, fair skies, a low of 23. Wednesday, sunny, high of 30. Thursday, snow is possible, high of 25. Friday, sunny, high of 24. Saturday, sunny, will be warmer slightly, high of 29. Same goes for Sunday, sunny skies, high of 29. And then for Monday, partly sunny, will get out of the 20s and we'll be in the 30s with a forecast high of 37 underneath partly sunny skies. Well, yesterday's high in Fairfield was 56. Well, overnight, it was our last high actually earlier this morning was 54, and 5 a.m. It was 52. Temperatures are falling. Currently in Fairfield, it is 49. We received 30 hundredths of an inch in rain yesterday. 13 hundredths so far today. For news that is online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com. It is updated daily and available 24/7. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Derek Dunn.
Take control of your money. Start by listening to The Dave Ramsey Show. Well,